closing in on a comet.
It is extraordinarily challenging, and I think the odds of success are unknown.
U.S.-China climate deal.
This is an ambitious goal, but it is an achievable goal.
Big fines for big banks.
Failings like this seriously undermine confidence in the market.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the climax of a 10-year chase in space, and we'll know in a matter of hours if an unmanned spacecraft succeeded in landing on a speeding comet. CBS's Peter King joins us with the latest.
Steve, there was excitement in mission control in Europe as the Rosetta's Philae lander began its final approach to what could be an iffy proposition at best. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says the comet's terrain is rough and with virtually no gravity.
If they didn't do anything, it would probably simply bounce off. So to hold it down, they have ice screws in the landing legs and they're going to fire two harpoons to lock the lander down on the surface.
But the European Space Agency says it doesn't know if a vital thruster rocket is working. It's supposed to push the lander down while it anchors itself to the comet. We expect to find out what happens in about 3 hours. Steve?
Well, the United States and China have struck a deal to slash greenhouse gas emissions. Environmentalist Jamie Henn of the group 350.org is encouraged.
The proof is in the pudding, but this is a good step in the right direction.
White House correspondent Peter Mayer has the story from Beijing.
Despite differences on a number of key issues, the U.S. and China have agreed to what could be a landmark joint plan to ultimately cut greenhouse gas emissions. President Obama called it a major milestone.
We have a special responsibility to lead the global effort against climate change.
The U.S. set specific reduction targets by the year 2025. China plans steps for the pollution to peak by 2030. The two countries hope the action will spur a worldwide climate treaty next year. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Beijing.
Well, here at home, the weather outside is brutal for a big chunk of the country. Temperatures were well below zero in much of Montana and Wyoming overnight. Parts of Michigan's Upper Peninsula have 2 feet of snow on the ground, with more on the way. CBS's Lee Frank is in Denver.
The Rocky Mountain high on Tuesday, 16 degrees, a record low, and today is even colder. The fashion forecast, layers.
Bundle up, layer up, and just keep moving.
We always take warm clothes. He didn't want to wear warm weather today. Shorts and sweatshirt. Just figured it wasn't going to be this cold.
I've been getting ready for it, and now I think it's going to be a long winter.
Along with being unusually cold in Colorado, we also have some snow. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
We've heard more from the man who says he was the one who shot and killed Osama bin Laden. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
He was part of Navy SEAL Team 6 assigned to attack bin Laden's Pakistan compound. Rob O'Neill says a CIA analyst told him,
if you want to kill him, he's on the third floor, 100%.
So he pushed to join the crew that would take the roof and confront bin Laden from the balcony right below.
The more we trained on it, the more we realized this is going to be a one-way mission. We're going to go and we're not going to come back.
Convinced they would die, O'Neill tells Fox News,
this is a good way to go, and it's worth it to kill him, because he's going to die with us.
O'Neill says he believes he's the last person bin Laden saw.
Well, five of the world's biggest banks are facing billions in fines for attempting to manipulate foreign exchange markets. We go to London now, and CBS's Vicky Barker.
J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, HSBC, Royal Bank of Scotland, and UBS have agreed to fines totaling some $3.4 billion. More names may join that list.
I think it reflects the seriousness of the failings that we've uncovered.
Chief UK regulator Martin Wheatley says the problem wasn't just currency traders colluding with their supposed competitors. It was a culture where their managers either didn't know or didn't care. Steve?
Republican Dan Sullivan's claiming victory in the too-close-to-call Senate race in Alaska over incumbent Democrat Mark Begich. That would give the GOP 53 seats. Members of the outgoing Congress are back in Washington.
The Congress that earned the label Do Nothing is not likely to accomplish a lot in its lame duck session. But they're pressing money matters, a spending bill to keep the government operating, an administration request to fund the fights against ISIS and Ebola. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell said they will try to work with the White House.
We ought to see what areas of agreement there are and see if we can make some progress for the country.
But there's a looming confrontation over immigration reform, with McConnell warning if the president acts on his own, he will poison the well. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Politics and race are key in a case before the nation's highest court today.
The Supreme Court is reviewing a scheme in Alabama that, according to critics, stacks districts with blacks so whites, in this case Republican whites, win everywhere else. The state argues it is simply maintaining existing racial percentages and that this has more to do with Democratic sour grapes than discrimination.
There are about as many ironies in this case as there are justices on the court.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Alabama, the state that sued to get out from under the Voting Rights Act, now cites that federal law as the basis for engineering these districts in a way that reduces the impact of minority voters.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A 35-year-old man is in a hospital after being stuck in the wall of a Longmont, Colorado department store for several days.
He was very cold and very anxious to get out of that space.
Firefighter Molly Meehan says the man fell from a roof and got caught in that space. Police in Southern California have arrested an 18-year-old man in the shooting death of an Army vet last weekend. 21-year-old Francisco Garcia, who served in Afghanistan, was gunned down after leaving a party. The motive is not clear. In Washington, vets were honored and serenaded last night at the Concert for Valor.
Rihanna, Carrie Underwood, and Bruce Springsteen were just a few of the big names to take the mic in salute of America's veterans. Actor Jack Black.
Now each one of them said, "I will serve." Now it's our turn to serve them.
Singer Jennifer Hudson brought people to tears with the national anthem. She had a message for those who serve.
We are extremely proud of you guys, and just keep up the amazing work.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
A 27-year-old from Sweden has won the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas.
Martin Jacobson has his breakthrough win. He has climbed the mountain.
Martin Jacobson had three tens in the deciding hand on ESPN, topping his opponent's pair of nines. He wins $10 million. One of TV's most popular shows, actress Carol Ann Soucy, was heard but never seen.
Who's calling at this ungodly hour?
Soucy was the voice of Howard's mother on CBS's The Big Bang Theory, has died of cancer. She was 62. Just released research raises some new questions about moderate drinking. CBS's Jim Shenevy.
We've been hearing it for years. Moderate consumption of wine, especially red wine, can protect against heart disease. And a new study suggests that is true for some, but not many. Swedish researchers say their studies of healthy people and heart patients show that a daily glass of wine can be good for you if you have a particular variant of a gene known as CETP. The problem, only 15% of people have that gene. The bottom line is that even moderate consumption of alcohol is related to health problems for 85% of the population. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Tobacco is the target of a public hearing tonight in Westminster, Massachusetts. A proposal there would ban sales of all tobacco products in the town of 7,700 people. It has the backing of health advocates, but merchants say it would hurt them and force people to shop elsewhere. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.